In the wake of the community's third homicide in 12 months, the District of Sikkimus is taking steps to reassure residents that action is being taken to ensure public safety. In a June 22 media release, the district addressed the June 19 murder of Joanne Jackson, 66, and the arrest and subsequent release of a male suspect charged with manslaughter. The statement outlined the precautionary measures that are being taken by the RCMP and council. There is understandable unrest in the community after learning that the individual arrested for Jackson's manslaughter was released from custody after only 48 hours of being detained, the release reads. We have been assured there is an understanding, a promise made by the accused, to appear in court. It explained that protective conditions are in place, as the Southeast District Major Crime Unit continues the investigation and ensures sufficient evidence is gathered to support the Crown's charges against the suspect. The protective measures include the accused not being able to return to the 1707 Hillier Road crime scene, and that he report to a probation officer and have open communication with investigators. Though the RCMP believe this to be an isolated incident, they did warn of a potential safety risk due to the accused not being in custody, the release says, but adds there is an increased police presence in the community, with 24-hour surveillance at the property. This is the third homicide to be investigated in our community in less than 12 months, the release continues. A formal meeting with the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General will be requested to address our community's concerns with this unprecedented violent crime. The previous two murders occurred on August 2, 2023, when police found the body of a missing man, a result of foul play, and on February 24 this year after a deadly shooting at the Best Western. No charges have yet been laid in either of those cases.